story that, for me in my life, should not be called Parable of the Sower. It should really be called Anguish of the Soil. Because every time for years when I have read this story, I have been in agony over what kind of soil I am. I've lost all points in this story because I've just thought solely in terms of the soil. I want to take this and this final little reflection in a little different direction. Enough about the soil, huh? I want to talk about this. Can you see it? You can't see it, Ben? Hey, look around. Look around on the floor. Look around on the chairs next to you. This, Jesus says, is how the Word of God comes to you. This is it. This is it. You can't really see it. You know, I came early this morning, and we sowed seeds. They're right now probably on your backside. I'm sure your kids would be very happy to help you find them, you know. Pick up your shoe, because you may have already walked on it. This is how the Word of God comes to you. Crazy, isn't it? You know, we want God to work in, like, show me the money ways. We want God to work in these ways, like, allow me to pass through the Red Sea. I want to see the 40-foot walls of water. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the earthquakes. I'm looking for, you know, the shot in the dark. I'm looking for the big nail that's hammered right through the core of the world. That's where I'm looking for God. How many of us have prayed this week to see God in our lives? Just, this is interactive, right? I mean, it's been interactive. How about a show of hands? How many of us have prayed that God would act in our life? A little bit more, maybe. Hello, congregation. Maybe a few more hands in the air. I mean, we want to see God work in our life, right? How many of us have been looking for this? Is that where we're looking for it? You know, I read in for the commentary, you know, for today, I went into a spasm of research for this five-minute window. Read a commentary on farming in first century Palestine. You know, seed was so precious in first century Palestine that twice they have records that farmers had to take out loans and borrow seeds from neighboring peoples. So imagine the outrageousness of this little story. This isn't a farmer who does what you did in first grade, you know, where you line up the styrofoam cups and you carefully put the pencil eraser in there and you drop one bean seed in each cup. Mm-mm. This picture is of a farmer who goes out to sow willy-nilly, throwing seeds as he goes, cupping the seeds, blowing them into the wind. At the end of the day, standing there in a field and kind of wiping his hands on his pants. That's the kind of seed that Jesus is talking about. The audaciousness of saying that this, one that didn't attach themselves to me, this is the Word of God in your midst. Where is the Word of God coming to you this week? Is it coming to you in some of the rocky places? You know, those places that are pretty inhospitable to other people, aren't they? Those places in your life where there hasn't been any grace or healing or light for a long, long time. You know what Jesus is saying? In those rocky places in your life, you'll find the Word of God. Maybe it's coming to you in places where you've got a lot of other stuff happening. There's a busy world out there, and you are busy in your jobs, and we're busy with our families, and we're busy with our extra commitments. And really, the only time that we can really afford to give to God is this little hour. So make it good, everybody, because this is it. God says it right there. Jesus says it right there. In the midst of all that canopy of stuff, in the midst of the things that are weed-like and the things that are okay, but would you really want it if you only have a very small garden? In the middle of the grass and everything bunched together, the Word of God is taking root, or trying to. Do you believe that? Because that's what this story is trying to show us. That the Word of God everywhere around us, and as small, as seemingly inconsequential as this little seed. You know, you never know what a word is going to do. You never know what a seed's going to do. Maybe that seed is in hard places. Maybe it's in barren places. Maybe it's in neglected places. Maybe some of that seed has fallen in rich, verdant places in your life. The point of a seed is that it doesn't stay a seed. The point of a seed is that it doesn't start out. You don't put a sunflower seed in the ground and 5 months later come back to dig it up to find what? A sunflower seed? No way! A seed is designed, the DNA of the seed is to become something else. The very nature of the seed is to interact with that spot, with that very spot in your life, with the conditions that surround it. The very point of the seed is to blossom into what the DNA of the seed is to be, but in the context of that soil that it finds. So, a seed the size of a oatmeal flake. That's the size of a sequoia seed, an oatmeal flake. Sequoia seeds grow to 300 feet tall. That's the power of a seed in the right spot, the spot that it loves. Where are the seeds of God being sown in your life? You know, another thing about a seed, it has power in and of itself, but it also has this ability. It has this ability to change into being this other thing. It has this ability to do what we saw in the video, to feed, to nourish, to shade. The seeds that God is sowing in your life right now are not designed for you to just hold on to them, keep them special, set them apart like, this is my seed. Uh-uh. It's designed to go deeply into your life. It's designed to open up, to bury roots, to produce. Ultimately, that's the point of the seed. It's to produce. That was the point of the kingdom of God. Jesus came, this nondescript man out of Galilee. This guy from Nazareth, for whom we were told in our text that what good thing can ever come out of Nazareth? In this out-of-the-way backwater place, in this place that looks a lot like a seed that everybody could have passed by, that nobody even noticed, Jesus comes out and says, the kingdom of God is in your midst. It's right under your nose. It's as small as a mustard seed. It's just a little thing, but it's powerful. A seed in the sidewalk, you know, can crack open the whole concrete. Seeds have the ability to change the landscape. The places that are not roads forever. They can become fields. Jesus says, that's what the Word of God is looking like, being sowed among you every day. See, ultimately, the kind of seeds that God's sowing in our lives are not just for us. They start in me, they start in you. It's those little nudges that you get. It's those little kind of, when you're arrested with conviction sometimes. You know, and you kind of think about it, you think about it really hard for about 5 minutes. But there's a lot going on, right? The weeds are everywhere, it's hard to kind of see your way through, you move on. But that seed, that seed, if it can take root, that seed, if it can find even a few grains of sand, that seed goes on to produce plants. And those plants go on to feed people, to house people, to shelter people. We've got some strawberries here. Maybe we can start passing out the strawberries wherever our passer-outers are. One of them's my son, so don't know where that is. The idea behind a strawberry, you know what you're eating? When you're eating the fruit of a strawberry, you're eating the seed. Because that's what seeds do. They're a seed that then becomes a fruit, that then goes on to nourish somebody else, that then goes on to produce more seeds. Where are the seeds of God in your life this morning? If the seeds aren't being produced in our life, then somebody's not eating. If the seeds aren't bringing forth produce, if it's not bringing forth the shade that they're designed to bring, or the beauty or the nourishment they're designed to be, then somebody's losing out. You know, I think of the seeds that I know that I've heard in people around me. I think of how breaking bread got started. Was anybody around in November 2002 when Breaking Bread, that's our ministry for these guys who don't know about it, to hungry and homeless people in our neighborhood? It started so small, almost inconsequential. There was a guy who needed a place to stay who was living between two buildings. And we were in that difficult place of having to move him to a shelter. Breaking Bread started in the midst of that move. This sense, this nudging sense that as a congregation we felt like we needed to do more, something hands-on. A friend of mine, Arloa Sutters, she'll be preaching in October here. She started Breakthrough Urban Ministries. You know how it started 15 years ago? She got this idea. It was a wild idea. It was a nudge. It was a word. It was a seed. It could have been nothing. But she got an idea that maybe she'd start getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and borrowed a couple of coffee pots and opened the door of a vacant storefront. Breakthrough Urban Ministries, 15 years later, has seen thousands of people come through its doors. It was the power of the seed. It was just a small thing. What are the seeds God is sowing in your life? Because it's not a question of if. The seeds are all around you. It's a question of what is God birthing? Would you join me in prayer? Gracious God, you reveal yourself in ways strange to us. This great God of the universe, this God who knows no boundaries, this God who controls heaven and earth, who breathes creation into existence, this God who has held forth the sea and who has stopped the power of death, this God of the resurrection, you choose to come into our lives in these ways that we could so easily ignore, in these small ways that we could easily turn aside. I pray that this week we wouldn't turn aside. That this week we would be arrested by these seeds that you are planting all around us. We ask for your power to be upon us, the power to see. We ask for ears to hear and eyes to see. We ask for courage to respond. It's in your mighty name that we pray. Amen.